Blackstone Audio presents The Sinking of the Angie Piper by Chris Riley. This book is read by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1. The front door to McCrawley's, made of solid oak, wrapped with wrought iron, and as heavy as a 7x7 foot crab pot, swings open toward the harbor to reveal a stunning view of Kodiak's main attraction, fishing. An array of seiners, trawlers, crabbers, and other commercial vessels are moored 50 yards away. If not for the fishing industry, Kodiak would be nothing more than a muddy village. Open during the day, the bar supports its town's commercial endeavor by serving an excellent fish and chip basket for lunch, which goes down quite well, I might add, with a pint of McCrawley's three-sheet porter, its signature ale. According to several outdoor magazines, nothing gets a person ready to tackle the last frontier better than a night out at Kodiak's finest brewery. But on those nights prior to the opening of crab season, unless a person is well known in the fishing community or just a bona fide idiot, it is prudent to stay the hell away from McCrawley's. On those nights, the joint is ruled by the Alaskan fishermen, some of the world's craziest and sometimes meanest individuals. And so, on our third night in town, I wasn't too sure about bringing Danny along to McCrawley's. We had spent the last several hours of the day preparing the Angie Piper to set sail the next morning, and even though I was anxious to let off some steam that night, I still had my doubts about dragging my lifelong buddy into one of the roughest places on Earth. "But what about Danny?" I asked, after Lonnie hollered for us to go get in the truck.